Using our top fiver, my name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. I had scheduled to have an installation through, like a salesman had come around, and my reminder just came up on my phone today, and I had reached out to him, but he told me to call this number to do the rescheduling.
Can definitely do that
So,
for you. Can you spell your last name for
it's
me,
for
ma'am?
today. Huh? Sorry?
Can I get what is your last name?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I don't know if you put it under my name or my husband. Let's see. My last name is, I think it's under my husband. Zinkhen.
What's the service address? It might be better to look it up that way.
Yeah. Okay. 11, and I'll spell it for you. Michaelis Boulevard. And it's Sogarty's.
Thank you very much for that. Yep, it's under your husband, Michael. What is the email address?
The email?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which one I gave him again. I'm sorry. Zinkhen 516. Did I give him that?
Yes. What's the full email address?
At gmail.com.
Right. So there's a bit before the second. What is it before?
You need the email address again, said?
Yeah, the email address. So there's
Zinkhen 516 at gmail.com.
Okay. So what's the phone number we have on file?
518-751-8511.
So for some odd reason, we have a completely different phone number and all of that stuff.
That could be. I mean, this is the number he's been calling me on, but I may have given him like a different. Oh, yeah, because the phone number has to change, the home
mm-hmm.
phone number. So he probably put that one in.
So.
And that, because you guys are going to take that over too. So that one is 518-678-1076.
That's not it either.
Okay.
So
5845514-7484.
Not that one either.
Okay, then he did something screwy.
I can see that. Okay, let's see if we can. Let me see what I can do for. See what I can do real quick for this one. What speed of internet service were you guys going to be getting?
What is it currently?
No, what speed of internet service did you guys sign up for?
Oh, internet. Oh, I don't know. I think you said there was a promotion for it to be 2,000 or something.
Yep, that's it.
Makes sense.
And what's the home phone number you guys are porting in?
518-678-1076.
Thank you very much for that. So the email address we have on file is michaelzekin516@gmail.com.
Oh, no wonder, because he doesn't have it right. It's not that.
Okay, I can definitely.
That's why I haven't gotten any emails.
That could be very much the reason why. So I can definitely get that fixed over for you guys. Give me one moment. All right, open this real quick. So it's just Zinkhen 516.
Yeah, Zinkhen 516 at gmail.com.
All right, and I'll just open this other one and change that over as well. Save. There we go. There we go. And I will resend your information over to the correct email address real quick, just so you guys have it.
Thank you. Yeah, because I never got anything. I just figured it's because they hadn't been here yet.
Yep, I'm definitely going to do this. And what is it looks like you guys set up for text alerts. So we have for a phone number, we have 815-751-8511.
Yeah, no, he got it wrong. It's 84. It's 518.
give me a sec. Let me modify this one as well. All right, so
518-751-8511.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's totally our fault. We do. Is this phone text capable? Is this phone text capable? And would you like to receive communication?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
This idiot called me on that number. How did he get it wrong?
Oh, I don't know. All right. So we have all of that information updated.
Thank you, dear.
It does look like all of your installation appointments actually were already removed. I don't know why. Let me double check everything.
Oh my gosh.
It could have happened due to, says we're awaiting customer information. Everything else looks good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to resubmit this for your, for your port, for your phone number. So don't worry about that. And for your installation, I do have to go here and I do have to make user ID is going to be that one. So give me a second. Let me save that real quick. There we go. That this way, everything's going to the right email address and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure
it was
everything
meant to be. If I
All
didn't
right.
call, who knows what would have happened?
All right.
I'm so glad that you answered the phone.
No worries. So, what time would you like? Because it looks like because we do have to resubmit your port, we have to wait at minimum of 5 days. Sadly.
Okay.
So
can we do next Monday, like a week from today?
I can definitely double check it. Let me see what's available
if
next
Monday. It's available. I like the 3 to 5 time.
Okay.
If possible. Or any day next week is probably okay.
Oh, I understand. Let me double check next Monday to see what is available. So let me see what we have available. We do actually have an appointment available at 3 to 5 next Monday. So I will definitely get you in for that one.
Oh, great.
So this way we get everything taken care of. So we're going to sign this real quick. We're going to sign this to Steven. He's one of our great technicians. He's always he's one of the ones who's been with us for a while. So we'll get you in for 3 p.m. on the 2nd. All righty.
Fabulous.
Fantastic.
So now, will I still get the free installation?
Yes, the free installation is still going to happen. I'm going to definitely get this.
Okay.
Retry this for the 2nd.
Okay.
I'm just sure everything is good to go on our side. Alrighty, and let me add a quick note to the account. Alrighty, and let me just annotate the account real quick just so I can update people who may be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And there we go. Everything else is good to go. I have that saved. And if you want to, what you can do, just so that we can have a little bit more verification, if you want to, you can have your husband call into us. And what we can do is we can actually add you to the account as what's known as it's verifying his information is perfectly acceptable. We're allowed to do this. But just for if you guys wanted to, what you can do is you can give us a call in and we can actually get you on the account as what's known as a guarantor. Essentially, it's someone who has accessible rights to the account.
Right. So I can call and say, change this or do that or something, and it's no problem. Like,
We don't have any issues and problems doing it otherwise. It's just in case you guys want to do it legally and make sure everything's good to go on that book.
Yes.
But we do need to hear from Michael himself. So that way we can get things. And I actually see one issue I need to make a change to. Give me a sec. Because that's not the right email address. There's an L in front of it that shouldn't be there. So,
I got a thing from you guys.
So for your guys' account, for your be able to log in and everything, I did make that modification. So you will need to register again, but you are going to have to click on log into the website. So go to archtopfiber.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see a login button. You're going to go ahead and click that. You're going to click on forgot password because that link has since been, you know, it's been voided out. They're only good for 24 hours. So you are going to have to click that forgot password button in order to get a new temporary password sent to you.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I've never even filled this out before, so.
Yeah, it was going to the wrong email. It was going to the wrong email address.
Right.
So, yeah. But everything else okay. should be good to go, and we got everything taken care of for you.
Oh, awesome. So I'll fill this out before they come, right? So it'll be in the system and all that?
You should be good.
Matter?
It doesn't matter. We do request that you do take care of it as soon as possible, just because this is your account. It's your account portal. Without having to call us in every single time, just be able to take care of
things. Yeah, so I'll probably go ahead. Now, what time are you guys open till today? Because I could probably have him just call today if when he gets home, if you're still open, you know?
Well, we have agents that are available until 10 o'clock every single day.
Oh, is that Eastern time? Or?
Yes. We're actually located. Okay. We're actually, all of us are based out of the Kingston or Hudson Valley area. So we're.
Oh, okay.
We're your local neighbors.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah, I like that. That's great. That's great. Okay, so Phil, I think we're all set then, yeah?
Yep, you should be good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, thank you so much for your time today. I'm so glad it got all straightened out.
You're quite welcome. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I was happy to come and help get you guys reset up and everything taken care of.
Yes, me too. You take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.